The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
I can. Can you hear me?
There we go.
All right.
I lied. I wasn't ready. I looked down and the headphones weren't plugged in.
That's okay. I'm recording and then recording that.
Okay. So I'm recording on the Osmo and I'm recording on the pod, the audio.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. What's your week been like?
What has my week been like?
Mine's been exactly the same.
Just printing t-shirts?
No, yeah, printing t-shirts, getting stuff done here and there. Nothing really exciting, nothing really stressful, nothing really, you know, big new, like nothing big going on. You know, just normal things.
What's normal things? Softball things, printing t-shirts, kids sports.
Editing videos. I'm trying,
you got a video up.
I did, yeah. We talked about that last week. So I hope everybody watched it.
It was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You liked it?
I did. The music was really good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was stoked on it. It was funny because we were just talking about music and then I watched that video and I was like, there it is. There's some music.
Yeah, but and that music was just from Epidemic.
Yeah.
I think they're actually getting better at finding music.
Well, no, it's actually making videos less actually helps finding videos or finding music more because you're not searching for music every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think that's a bit like I used to go like I would give Epidemic a break and then come back to it. And I'd be like, oh, because the creators made more music.
Oh, I see. Yeah. OK, that makes sense. Yeah.
I actually just canceled my Epidemic and my audio things 2 days ago.
Really? You're just going full on?
So I have Artlist Pro, which allows me to like...
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's all my client work too. So Epidemic, I couldn't do client work or anything. It was just me.
Yeah, because you have to set it up to where like it's like your stuff.
Yeah. And then
Artlist is more like a client.
No, well, they both are because you can do Epidemic to where it's the pro version.
Oh, I see. Okay. But, I didn't know they had a pro version.
Yeah, but I just use that for Trey 5 stuff and I have him pay for his own thing.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then Artlist is, I have that one set up so I can use that for anything. And then, I hadn't used Epidemic in over a year for anything. So I was just like, there's no reason to pay for it.
Remember there was a time that you were talking about completely switching over from Premiere to a different editing program. Mm-hmm. Did you ever like go more into that or
not yet? I think I might in the future. But what happened was is Premiere, when a bunch of people were switching, what Adobe does is when those things happen, they offer people less money a month to stay for the year.
Yeah. Okay.
So you did that too, right? Where you signed the new year thing and it was like cheaper.
I got a couple things going on. Let's just say it's very beneficial having children in school.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's like the best way to do it. I started like Angie was taking some college courses a couple years ago and I was using hers. And then, when my kids got older and they got into like junior high and high school, you know, so there's ways around it.
Yeah. Not for me.
Not for you.
So I just kind of take advantage of when Adobe starts to lose clients or starts to lose customers. And they need to retain them. Well, they retained me for at least a year.
Right.
But when it goes back up to $65 a month, yeah, yeah.
It's you want to know something funny? So my youngest one is now in junior high, and she's doing like what are they called? Like when you learn like electives. She does like elective classes, and one of them is graphic design, and they make T-shirts and they cut stickers and they do the whole thing. And on their back to school night, the guy was like, "Yeah, you know, this is this, and if any of your parents use Photoshop or anything, this is a good opportunity to use this to get a better deal." And I'm like, "Oh,
and you're like, that's me."
Yeah. yeah, but yeah, I dropped that video. I was pretty happy with that video too. Like I was saying, I like the continuity that I had between the three videos.
Yeah, between the three videos, and then just not worrying about getting the great rolling shots and telling the camera that you're not worried about it, and you're like driving the truck, and just you were just having fun, and it showed through the video. Where a lot of these shows, there it's just like, oh, we got to set the booth up, oh, we got to go film, and there's no fun there.
Yeah,
right. You're just like, I'm worried about getting footage. Where again, we talked about this the last one. If you just film what you actually do, where the things that you like doing and enjoy doing, if you film those, it shows right through in the video.
And that's going to be the forbidden video. I'm working on that right now.
Yeah.
And so that video is going to be very heavy, like all sorts of people like doing things.
You know? That's where you thrive.
Yeah, I know. That's where I kind of like, that's where I live, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you would film more of that, less of the show, just dabble with show coverage in there. You know what I mean? Even getting those people rolling in and rolling out, then you don't have to go find those trucks and film them again in the show. You already got them.
Yeah.
You already showed that they're there. You don't need to show them again.
Right.
So like concentrate on the people. Then your mindset will change in the editing thing. You'll be like, oh, I'm excited to edit this because my friends are in it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely, definitely get into that. So I just started that. So I'm hoping that like I can like this video is up on my channel. So hopefully next week I say that. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully next week, you know, the forbidden video will be up. I just kind of started today. Today's Friday. So we'll see how that goes.
I know. I'm like,
I can't guarantee anything.
Chupas is almost done with the slowdown video. He's been he's been working a lot, so he's been dabbing in it and stuff, and it looks really. He sent me the first half of it two nights ago, and it looks really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's not used to editing long videos.
Yeah. He's used to like quick, like kind of like real feature. Quick
1 minute feature Instagram stuff. So like he had to change your whole mindset. Mm-hmm. And like
Can be kind of, it's almost like a little marathon, you know, getting through these videos, like getting through each clip and like figuring out how to put them together. Cause like, that's the hardest part is like retelling the story, but then also like figuring out how you're going to do that. Like, how do I get from here to like a different one? Like one time I kind of like, did a little backwards, and you pointed out a long time ago, it was actually my forbidden video from a couple years ago where I showed a truck like outside, but then it was a shot like up in the room. Like that didn't make sense, you know? So a lot of the time it's just sitting there figuring out like, does this make sense?
Yeah.
If I cut from this clip to this clip, does it make sense?
And yeah, it's because hard too. You're trying to retain the viewer. Mm-hmm. And if the viewer gets confused and their attention span's not very great, like most of us nowadays, then you'll just lose it. And then you won't come back to it, or you'll come back to it and then you just won't be interested in it. So like, doing small little things to retain the viewership to the next clip, to the next clip, to the next clip. Like even when he was editing that, it's like, you know, we were talking about how he stands tall with that thing. And it's like, you need to get lower. You need to zoom in. You need to get more interesting shots, because if you're just walking around getting truck, truck, three quarter, three quarter, truck, three quarter, truck, the editing is going to be really hard.
Yeah. It gets boring and repetitive.
Yeah. You got to go truck, motor, interior, people, people, truck, interior, wheel, people, people, like type that type of thing.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm really looking forward to that one, to watching a video that he's done.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then the intervention, is like I said, it's just been sitting there, uploaded on YouTube. Just sitting.
It's done.
It's done. It's been uploaded to YouTube for a week and a half. I'm waiting to upload slow. Then the intervention.
I remember. Yeah.
Like I said, it's going to be very C10 show heavy the next month on my channel. But then we're going to go into some mini truck stuff. And I've already edited like the first part of some other things too. I'm just waiting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been busy, man.
Yeah.
So your weeks have been busy.
We recorded this before the weekend. So we went to the Christmas party. So I came out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I came out that Saturday and I went to Eric's and got the new project.
Yeah.
And filmed a bunch of that.
Did you, you kind of not spilled the beans a little bit, but you put it out there because you put an Instagram story of your truck with the other truck on the trailer. Yeah. So you're kind of like teasing it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to tease. There's some things in motion, and they'll be in motion really soon.
So if like people listening and they didn't catch it, they're like, what? What are you talking about?
Pay attention.
Go to the did catch it.
Yeah, go to YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the little bell thing, and then there's going to be videos like crazy being uploaded the next probably month.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. Tacoma stuff. New Tacoma project stuff.
I got the Tacoma back together. The front suspension powder coated. That's back on.
Saw that. That's cool.
What else? Oh, the Christmas party was super fun.
Yep.
We went. It was at a new house this year. A new member's house. Mike Gallego. We've had it at Robbie's. One of our members, Robbie, for years, and this year we switched it up a little bit, and
Mike, it was cool. It was different scenery.
It was.
He's got a really dope house.
It did.
It's like, oh,
yeah. You want to tell everybody?
I was gonna ask Mike if I could. I'm sure he really doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But so Mike's house is used to be the owner of Spearmint Rhino Gentlemen's Clubs in Southern California. Used to be his house.
Yep.
And they used to throw some pretty wild parties, which Mike said, I'm going to put Mike on blast a little bit, that he attended when he was younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's already like familiar with this house.
So yeah, imagine he walks into that house. He's like, this seems familiar. And it just all starts to come back.
It was even better because he was like, because his girlfriend was looking for houses. Yeah. And then she's all, what about this one? And he's like, oh my God. So now you can see why saying it's a pretty dope house that like it was a gentleman club owner's house that with wild parties. You could only imagine what's going on there.
Pause real quick. Talk to the people for a second. Okay.
I don't know. I hate when you do this because I don't know what to say. Brian's left. I'm sitting here. Thank you for everybody tuning in always. And we didn't say it at the top of the episode, but we have a giveaway going down. So go over to our websites, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com. And for every $5 you guys spend, you get entered into the drawing. And we're giving away audio equipment from Allen Ed's Escondido.
Yes. And you better go buy this stuff or else.
Or else. Oh. That's it. I've been sitting on that for so long. And so, I really.
Yeah. So I'll take a picture of this and show everybody, but.
Well, I'll send you the video. So I got this thing. So what Brian has is it's an Italian stiletto switchblade. And on the handle, it has the club logo. It has a small FFF on one side and a big club logo on the other. And so I got this a couple months ago, and I was so freaking excited. Because, like, you know, for the club Christmas party, I always want to do something interesting and unique. Like, we have some really, really cool stuff. There's always mailboxes. There's always, like, painted signs. There's always, like, super cool stuff. But I always like something just a little more kind of unique, you know? Mm-hmm. And one day I'm cruising TikTok, and I come across this guy who does, you know, customized switchblades. And so I went to his website and checked it out. I can shout him out real quick here. So I went to his website and checked him out, and I was worried that like, this is just one of those things that is like, you know, they have like stock, you know, lettering and stuff like that. So I was like, well, I mean, I guess I could just do an FFF and like some, but then it's all like, oh no, you can upload your own logo. I was like, oh my God. So I went ahead and ordered it. And then the second thing was were they going to ship it to me?
Yeah.
You know, because California is kind of particular on things, I guess you'd say. I can't find the thing. Anyway, California is kind of particular on things. And so I was a little concerned that I'd be getting an email back saying, oh, I'm sorry, we can't ship to California. But no, they did. And it was kind of interesting, too, because like you go to their website, you purchase the knife, you upload your logo. And then that's it. Like they don't give you like usually they give you like a proof or like something. No, they just like. I think they banged these things out so fast that they just made it and sent it. So when I finally got it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope this is good. And it turned out really good.
It did. It was cool.
And I love the color. It's like white.
Yeah. So the gift giving. So last year was the first year that we kind of pressed the club for everyone to get creative gifts. Because a lot of times it's like half creative gifts, half joke gifts. So someone always ends up with like, someone will spend a little bit of money, but then they end up with like a poop squatter thing that you got, like,
yeah.
So over
I'm
the years,
usually that guy.
You are always that guy.
Which I don't mind, actually.
This year,
I don't mind taking one for the team.
Yeah. This year, the party kind of snuck up on us and snuck up on a lot of people. So there was like Eric's gift and Mike Gallego's gift. They didn't arrive in time.
Right.
They both paid for extra, like, expedited shipping and all this stuff, mm-hmm. but they both didn't arrive in time. So everyone was kind of, a few people were kind of scrambling. You ended up getting the whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel bad. Can I tell you how I feel bad?
Yeah. Why?
So, like, you know, because Adam Sinner in our club, he got that.
No, he didn't get that.
Oh, he didn't get that?
No, that was Eric.
Oh, that was Eric. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't feel so bad. Because I felt bad because I thought, because you had told me that, you know, Adam was saying that, like, he maybe couldn't, you know, make it work.
Yeah.
And you just told him, oh, like, get a nice bottle of alcohol. Okay. You know, and then so I get it, and it's the last gift there. Obviously, it's like this skinny thing. Like,
yeah, you picked the last person on the team.
And I was like, and then, but later on, I felt bad because, like, you know, what about if, like, it's a really, like, I know nothing about whiskey or anything like that. What about if it's a super nice bottle of whiskey? And I'm just like, I'll take one for the team. So I felt kind of bad.
Oh, yeah. You're just
but now that I know it's Eric, it's fine.
It's fine. But it's also a nice bottle of whiskey. Like, he
is it?
Yeah. So Angelina's into whiskeys now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he's like, he's not, you know, he doesn't drink or anything, but she is. And, so he went down to La Bodega, which is this really nice liquor store in Riverside, and picked up a nice bottle of whiskey. So,
okay,
yeah. Are you gonna try to drink it, or what are you gonna no?
No.
Have you even? Do you even? You just don't like it at all.
I just don't like hard alcohol.
No,
I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell. I don't. It just. You know how, like, we're always at shows and everybody, like, or like Joe, and he's like, "Come on, do a shot," or like people are like, "Here, drink this." I'm like, "No." Well, two reasons. One, if I have a tiny amount of hard alcohol, it gives me the gnarliest headache.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I don't like it. And yeah, it's just not my jam. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'd mess around. But yes, I wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it's one of those things where, like, a really nice whiskey, because I'm not a whiskey drinker, or I never was a whiskey drinker when I did drink.
Right.
But it is one of those things where it is almost like an art form. It's like a conversation piece type thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like cigars. It's like you enjoy, it's like wine.
Yep.
You know, you enjoy it. You like, I don't have a sophisticated enough palate to.
So you should, what you should do is give it to Jose.
It's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yep. Cause he's got that new YouTube channel and everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was going to bring that up too. Him and his buddy have a YouTube channel called Poor Boys.
Yeah.
P-O-U-R Boys.
Yeah. Such a good
Poor
name.
Boys. It is really good.
Yeah.
That's very good. Which is surprising that no one else has done that.
It is surprising.
It seems like that's pretty obvious, right? Anyway, but yeah, so him and his buddy start a YouTube channel, and they're just drinking whiskeys and hanging out.
Yep.
So yeah, I was going to give it to him probably at the show or something.
Oh, there you go.
So Jose, well, when he's not even going to listen to this until after that show probably.
Probably, yeah. Who knows?
So then he'll be surprised anyway.
There you go.
So you got some whiskey coming to you.
So but, I'm excited. But, I'm already excited for next year, because next year we decided, we're like, look, we're just going to do the Christmas party in January, because everyone with their company Christmas parties, their club stuff, there's a couple of shows at the beginning of the year that some of us go to. So it's just like, you know what? We're going to do a New Year's / Christmas party. And so I'm already looking forward to that big time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was unfortunate that it wasn't as big this year, but, you know, Mike and his girlfriend did such a cool job putting it all together. So like they're like,
it was kind of
a good job.
It was like Robbie handed the baton over, because Robbie and they did such a great job with the tacos and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Robbie's just like handing, because I don't know. I don't think Robbie wants to retrieve the baton again. I think
I think he's done.
I think he's done.
Yeah. Which is okay.
Which is good.
I mean, he's done it for the last like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
It's fine.
I was sitting there, and then Robbie was like sitting there at the table, and I was like, Robbie, this is way better than your house.
He's all, yeah.
He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No, it was really cool, and Mike and his girlfriend did such a cool job. And everything, like I was going to say, is just, it looked like a magazine.
It did. You know? Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, like everything looked so super nice.
It was so nice, like the way the presentation was. The charcuterie board, is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We both asked if this was part of, like, was this just a display, or is this part of.
Yeah, I know,
of,
I was like, is this fake?
Yeah, yeah, I was like, are we allowed to eat that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. So, yeah, super cool job. But, yeah, I had fun. I'm like I said, I'm super stoked about getting it. I like doing the gift. That's why I don't mind taking one for the team. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I enjoy doing the gift. So like when people open it, they're like, whoa. And especially that Switchblade thing when it opens, it makes that cool, like,
I'm glad I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was stoked on my gift too.
Oh, your gift was great. Put a picture of it right here.
I think I have to ask Dave because Dave got it. So he has to take a picture of it for me.
Oh, you didn't take a
take a picture of it. It was so funny because someone was like, oh, because it was like, it cost $100, which is not bad for what it was. And someone was like, I'm not going to pay $100 for, I was like, I can order you one if anyone wants one. Someone was like, I'm not going to pay $100 for stickers on a thing. I'm all, no. That was like a full on, like heat press or screen press. Like, well, I don't know how they made it, but like it was legit.
Yeah. So it's a clock.
Yep.
And it says at the 12 mark, it has FFF, but then each number is a chapter, is one of the chapters, and it is the art from the 30-year shirt.
Yep.
That little Brian had
made. Yeah, he took those that file and had them redrawn. Mm-hmm. And I've been reusing them because I reused the SoCal one on our new Club Easy Up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool. Are you just going to keep that theme going on for all the rest of the Club Easy Ups?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So there is another Christmas gift.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, that's right. I've totally forgot about this. Yes.
So Tony, our member from Indiana, messaged me and he said, hey, if I send you something, will you open it on the podcast? And I was like, knowing Tony, you never know what you're going to get, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So he's like, it's not bad. And I was like, okay. So he mailed it to me and it actually showed up like right after we recorded the last podcast. So I open the door and it's sitting right there and he goes, you can't open it until it like on the podcast. So I sent him a picture of it and he goes, why'd you open it? I'm like, that's the way it came.
Oh, it just came.
It just came opened. It didn't. This is how it came. So this is it.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, so I'm going to be surprised.
So I'll show everybody else.
Oh, yes. Heck yeah.
So
man.
I'm officially a billionaire with my slushy machine, slurpy machine, whatever it is.
That's freaking awesome. That's the official drop slushy machine.
Yeah, there you go.
Heck yeah, that's rad.
Slushy maker.
We should take that to shows and like
and make slushies at the booth.
And make slushies at the booth, yeah.
So thanks, Tony.
That's rad. Thanks, awesome. Tony.
I love when people
that's super cool.
Think outside the box like that or do the stuff like that.
Yeah, that's super rad. That's awesome. But yeah, so what else? No, I'm just kidding. I got other stuff to talk about.
Oh, you do?
Well, no, I mean, we do.
Oh, because, we do. So I have a couple things to talk about. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. We were just going to go over shows because you sent me a list of shows.
I didn't send you the updated list, huh?
No, that's why there's some holes and I filled them in.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And I didn't even put them on. I'm going to airdrop it to this computer real quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you're doing that and you're still listening. And the other thing is you did a live last night.
Oh, yeah.
For the Forbidden Fantasy show. And just to kind of go over like some things that you wanted to explain and go over. So I rewatched it again today and I made some notes. I figured we could go over that again.
Yeah, definitely.
And things that I found interesting and things like that.
Yeah.
What did you have? You said you had something.
I do. I have. So Bob Hayes called me. He was listening to the podcast and he said that there was the resolutions that we talked about Rezo a few episodes ago. I'm not sure exactly when, but he said that there was a mistake that we said or I said. I don't know who said.
That happens.
That happens. So he said that the 50th. Anniversary of Reza, which is going to be in 2026. He goes, the reason that it's being pushed back is to celebrate the 50th. Because if he did it now, it would be like the 48th or whatever.
Right, right.
So that's the reason. And I didn't know because I made a joke like, we're all getting older. You might want to do it a little soon. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But here's the other thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Is we were saying that, and even when he announced it now in context, that makes a ton of sense, but I don't think he said that before.
Yeah.
But we were like 2026. That's not that we're in 2025 in a couple weeks.
I know.
So so it's like and also the clarification. If Bob is listening again, come over to YouTube and drop us a comment. Is that because you know how he does the like this is 2026, but is it 2025 saying 2026?
Oh yeah. So I don't know that part. I always get confused.
Let us know. Yeah, we definitely need to know that. because it could be as soon as next year, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and here we are, and we were like, oh, that's so far away.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So I have that, and then Brian from Oceanside Customs stopped by the house.
Okay.
He was out here, so he has...
I know. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So Oceanside Customs, he has a YouTube channel, and he's from Guam. Mm-hmm. And that's where he lives, and he's building a T-100 on his channel, and he goes to shows in Japan. He goes to shows in out here.
He just recently went to Japan.
Yep,
just recently. For the Moon Eyes.
Yep. But his channel's super rad, and he's mm-hmm. almost to 1,000 subscribers. So, well, I'm going to put the link in the description of this video, but if you just search Oceanside Customs with a K, let's get him over 1,000 because his videos are really good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's like, really cool.
He went to I was watching one the other night, and it was he went to Italy. And, you know, he's a foodie and all this stuff. So he goes and he's just touring. There was nothing about trucks. He was just in Italy, just doing all this stuff. And that's I was like, awesome. That's super cool. But he came and
that is cool.
Yeah, he came here. He went to Pandas, and he went out with the Ben and those guys, and on the east side,
just making content.
He was out here visiting family, but he was here for 3 or 4 hours, and we just hung out.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
he's just a
cool. Really, yeah, he's a cool dude. I met him. The first time I met him was at Pahrump that one year.
Yeah,
when they came out. Yeah, yeah. He's super cool dude.
Yeah. So awesome. I just wanted to give him a shout out and tell everyone to go and search Oceanside Customs and subscribe. So let's get him over 1,000 subscribers.
You know what's interesting is it's interesting that you mentioned that there's channels out there that with low subscriber counts who's making great content. I'm coming across more stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I'll watch a video and it's like I watched this one and I don't have to go into specifics about it, but like it's about the Raiders mm-hmm. and about how it ties into like hip hop culture and like how it was this like cultural force kind of thing. Really great video, super nicely edited, just great. The whole thing was really
well done.
Well done and well produced. He only had 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm all, what the? This thing looks like Netflix made it.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's a few other videos that have been popping up. So it's cool that there's these guys out there making content and they're really like putting in that effort initially. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's like one of those things where we get a little lazy because I don't subscribe to a lot of channels. I'll just watch it and then it doesn't even, in my head, it doesn't even. I think that's why it's so important to do a call of action in the first part of the video.
Yeah.
And say, you know, can you go and subscribe real quick? Because it just puts that thought in people's head. Because what happens is the suggestions, when you go back on YouTube, it's going to, another video, it's going to suggest the next video. Yeah. So you're like, I don't need to subscribe. So YouTube is kind of messing things up in that part.
I'm like you. There's a ton of channels that every time a new video, it just pops up in my feed and then I watch it and then.
Yeah, so I've been trying to do better. Even I've been coming across a lot of new music lately, and I've been subscribing to their channels because they have low subscriber count, but it's really good music. So I'll subscribe to their thing, go to Spotify, follow them, and do all that stuff. So that's cool. To do our due diligence in supporting this thing if we want to be supported.
Yeah, you know? Especially like people like the Oceanside channel is like people within our own scene, like guys like that guy and Ben, and like all these people are putting in a ton of freaking work.
Yep.
You know,
it creates confidence in when you get subscribers and it helps you kind of like, you know what I mean? Cause you watch a lot of videos when they first start out and even you did it, I did it. We're just kind of real timid, but then if we start to see support, it gives us confidence and it builds us up.
Right. And in this like little economy that we live in, this YouTube economy that we live in, subscriber count and likes are a commodity.
Yeah.
So it's almost like our payment to the creator, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. Yep.
By first subscribing, and then you do the subscribing once, but you can like every video and you can comment on every video. Mm-hmm. That's our sort of payment for that creator creating this thing, you know?
Yep.
In a way, I know that's kind of like a real abstract way to look at it, but
no, but it's true. I mean? Even comments, like subscribe, like, comment. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that people say that because it does help.
Yeah, and, it helps out tremendously.
And his shop's called Oceanside Customs, which is the name is based in Oceanside, California.
That's why I was a little confused.
Yeah.
It really is.
Technically, it still makes sense because Guam is a small island, so it's Oceanside.
No, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. But then how does it tie to the city of Oceanside?
That's where he went to school.
Oh, okay.
He went to school in Oceanside. That's where he started doing mini truck stuff in Oceanside. Cool. Like, that's all that stuff. So his roots are Oceanside.
That's awesome. And you know what's interesting is, And I'm pretty sure this all ties together. Like, we should have him on the podcast. When's the next time he's going
to
be out here?
I don't know. We should go to Guam.
That'd be cool.
I told him that I would love to make a stop in Guam, like go to Japan and then on the way back, stop in Guam. And he was like, the scene's really small. I said, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even care. I just want to go and see Guam and eat some food. You know what I mean? Take us to some good food spots. So
yeah, that'd be super cool.
He said, anytime.
I know we're going off track a little bit, but I'm going to bring it back. I'm taking my first overseas flight next year. We're going to Hawaii.
Yep.
So that'll kind of get me settled in, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yes, definitely. However, back to the Oceanside thing. So Oceanside actually has a pretty rich little community of mini truckers.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, it was kind of like heating up. I don't know if it's kind of cooled out a little bit. We have a couple members in Oceanside. Mm-hmm. So our club has Oceanside ties, but there's a club called, I'm going to mess this up. Oh my gosh.
Is it a current club or an older?
It's
club?
A current, no, it's a current club. There's a couple clubs down here. And I'm
was
really
it? Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
there's one called Island Minis for sure. Yep. I know that for sure. There's one called Island Minis and, I think Poochie was in the club.
Yeah.
And you can't remember their name either.
No.
Oh, anyway, I'm very sorry. But there is these like truck clubs down there and they're still doing stuff. They're more of kind of the new school guys. They're like the more kind of like mini truck revival type trucks, you know. But yeah, they were doing barbecues. They were getting together. I think things have cooled out a little bit, but definitely there's a rich little community down there.
It's also been a hot spot for stuff because you have a lot of military down there. So you had these guys that were based down there that would bring their trucks from wherever they were. And we had a lot of members that were military based that didn't, they just lived there for a while, but they brought their trucks out and all that stuff. Plus the school and all that. So,
yeah. In the middle of this episode, sometime I'm going to blurt out the name cause it's going to pop back into my head. But anyway, we'll circle back around.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you did this live, last night on IG, to go over, the show coming up, the Forbidden Fantasy show coming up in March. And you just kind of wanted to go over just some things that you wanted to like clarify.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we're getting people prepared for a few little changes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. I thought it was a great idea. You said that you've never done anything like that for the show, which you haven't. But I thought it was a really cool idea to interact with people, you know, answer some questions. There were some funny questions.
Yeah.
You know, like there always is, but it was fun. But a couple of things have stuck out in my mind. Number one was the mini truck swap meet. Such a cool idea.
Yeah.
That is a super rad idea. And that's the first time I heard you talk about that. So I was just
Really? I don't know who I've talked to it about. Maybe Glenn, probably. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've thought that would be a cool idea. And it could have not even been my idea. Sometimes people tell me things and I'm like, yeah, I've had this idea for a long time. I think it would, because there's so much space out there. Once you get out towards like where the vehicles come into that asphalt area,
near that guard shack, right?
Near the guard shack in that back corner. If it's just empty space this year, if we open up pre-reg to a lot of trucks and we don't fill it up, then why not just have a swap meet back
there? Such a cool idea. Because like you said, tons of people have extra sets of wheels. They have bumpers. They have sheet metal, like air ride systems that they're not using. It's really, it could actually become a big, not a big thing, but it could actually become like a feature of the show.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, every year we throw the mini truck, you know, swap meet and like, it's kind of cool. Cause like, I thought about this, like, you know, you pay for your room and you get your time off from work and you do all this stuff. Why not make a little bread, bring a set of wheels, sell them for a few $100 or whatever, $1,000, whatever. And you just paid for your entire trip.
Yeah.
So I think that's such a cool idea.
I'm stoked about it. Just from building the Tacoma, I have two extra grills. I've got extra set of corner lights. I've got two sets of front brakes, brand new. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff that I'm buying for it, but ended up either not using or I bought the wrong parts or whatever it is. And then even when Jaime was in there, he was like, I got tons of wheels to sell.
He's the first person I thought of. He is going to be the, we should actually have him run the mini truck swap meet.
I know, right? There you go.
Right? Yeah. I'm just spitballing ideas out there, but yeah, no, that was really cool. Like that really like kind of perked up my ears and I thought that was a really cool idea. That was funny. When you in the beginning of the live, when you walked out to the garage and showed the Tacoma, that was hilarious. I just had to point that out because that was so funny. And then the clarification of emailing a photo only if you're on the grass. I think there was this misconception.
It's going to be confusing for sure.
Yeah.
But to clear it up, if anyone's listening to this and they are confused, basically, when you pre-reg, you can email a photo. You don't have to, but you can email a picture of your truck, and then we will right then and there reply with, "Yep, you're on the grass." And then when you walk up to registration, you know, to get your sticker and all that outside in the parking lot, there will be already a thing that says G next to your registration or whatever, however we do it. And you're going to get a coin right then and there. So when you drive in, all you got to do is show Steve and Danny, whoever's doing the parking on the grass, show them that coin and they let you ride on.
And there's zero
confusion. But also, you do not have to do this. So it's not going to be a requirement to be on the grass. You can just show up to the show and go up and get onto the grass.
And it's also not a requirement to be part of the show, because I just want to clarify that like people might think like when you register, you have to include a vehicle. If you know you're going in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah. We're trying to the balance of trying to make that grass exclusive, but not bougie.
Right. Which is one of the things that I was saying. I like how you put that in there. Like, we're not trying to make it like an elitist thing.
Yeah.
But I also like the caveat that you put in there saying that out of our control, it could turn into that.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because people are going to build nicer trucks.
Yep.
They're going to want to be out there, and it may naturally, I'm not saying it will, but it may naturally turn into.
Yeah. Like a concourse d'élégance of mini trucks.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be sick.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is. And then the asphalt, that's up to us to work on that area to make it more appealing to where you just show up and you're there. So I think that is, you know how like at Dino's in the center, they have the tailgating area where all the easy ups are. Well, I'm not going to like pack the asphalt so much that, you know what I mean? Like if it holds 800 cars, I'm not going to sell 800 spots.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I want to sell a few hundred more. And so there's room so your club can put their easy up. You can hang out.
That was one of the other notes. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that could be like, that's like the hangout spot where the grass
it's really cool.
Yeah.
Cause they like the casino doesn't mind.
Nope.
You know, and you can chill out there. You can, you know, do what you want out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's such a defining feature of that too, because, you know, sometimes like some shows out there maybe lack something like that where there's no space to like commune, I guess is what you say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're kind of just stuck to like if they have like a eating area or something. Because some people get kind of like, you know, they don't want that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like if your club rolls in and you roll in five cars, and you're like, hey, we have a 10x20 easy up. We're going to leave space in between you and the next car for that 10x20 easy up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're looking to do.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. That was a really cool point.
Also, that whole idea of the coin thing, that was Glenn's idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, good job, Glenn. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, he messaged me and he's like, what if we did this, the coin? And I go, yeah, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be a collector's thing. So each year you'll get one. I've already had the first rendition of it sent to me from Brandon. And I said, change that. And so it'll say 2025 on it, and it'll be a poker chip. It'll look like a poker chip, but it's going to be a nice thick metal coin.
Right. I was going to say, like, really press that point that like it's a nice thing to have. It's just very similar to what we did for the 30 year, right?
Yep. Those exactly. Kind of
yep. Yeah. And that'd be cool to like have this collection of coins, like every year you make it on the grass.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Like that idea. I also like the point you made of going back to the email thing about go ahead. How did you put it? Submit your picture through email so we can argue via email and not at the show.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. No, it's actually a more like, you know, because when you're at the show, there was a, you know, don't want to point out who, you know, names or anything, but there was a couple times when it got a little, you know, tense, I would say, you know, and it takes all of it out. Like, you know,
some of it. I mean, I still think there's going to be people that are not going to have time to email their pictures because they're still going to be working on their trucks.
Oh, that's a good
point. So they're going to show up last minute and they'll get on the grass or they won't. The grass might sell out. You know what I mean? Like it might just fill up. There's only so many spots we can put on there. But the goal is to like curate the grass.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, like you were saying, like you said earlier, like what that thing that they do in Pismo or whatever,
yeah.
or wherever that is, somewhere yeah. in the Central Coast.
And just have also have clubs self-police their members.
I think that's really, really important.
It is, because
that's really important.
You're putting pressure on us. And if you want to put the pressure on us, then we're going to say no to some of your vehicles. And then, mm-hmm. so if you just say, if you do that, and I'm talking to the bigger clubs out there, you know, just, but also we want those vehicles there still. So like, if it's an older truck and it's, and you're just like, look, we still want you there. Just park on the asphalt. Mm-hmm. Don't oh, not yeah, come. For sure. Don't not come yeah. because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that, definitely.
That's the biggest thing. Same, and don't not come if you don't have a hotel room there. Like, I hear it all the time. Oh, if I don't have a room, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many other shows have a hotel next to the show? None of them. I mean, there's a few. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Rolling in the Red Rocks does. Prim, you know what I mean? Buffalo mm-hmm. Bills. But let's just like, most shows, you have to drive. You have to literally have to get in your car bit. And mm-hmm. travel to a hotel. Mm-hmm. So just think of it like that.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was a great way. That was a great way to put it. Let's see here. Clubs hanging on asphalt. I also love the technicalities comment. Like, don't make things a technicality. Like, about the, okay, this truck has, you know, a stock paint job or an older custom paint job, but it's pretty beat up, you know. There was one specific thing you said about the technicality thing. I don't know. But it was a nice, like, touch to say that,
yeah.
you know. Like, don't make things a technicality.
Yeah.
Like,
if someone rolls up, I had it, a guy in a C10, he comes every year and he rolls up. This was like probably 2017 or something. And he comes up and we were like, hey, out there, you know, painted only. He goes, this is paint. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but it looks like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it looks like garbage. Like, self-police yourself.
Right. Don't make it a technicality.
Don't make it a technicality. Don't make us the bad guy, but we're going to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
I have a funny quick story for you. It was a Rezzo many, 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 many years ago when it was out at Blythe. And I had a Mazda that was flat black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone made that comment too about flat black paint. So I had this Mazda, it was flat black, just, you know, whatever, wasn't anything. And I pull into the thing and Cricket comes up to the truck and she's just like, under construction. And I was all, and I just jokingly said, I'm all, oh no, technically this is paint. She lost her mind on me. Like, imagine that if that was at our show. Like, but she's all like, this isn't paint. The interior is not done. And she's just like destroying this truck in front of me.
Don't make us tell you your truck's a piece of shit.
I know, right?
You know, there's a lot of nice, there's a lot of like really clean vehicles out there that are like flat black or flat whatever, but they have stock interior or they're just a hole cut in their bed and it's the bed scratched up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, if you roll up and you have a matte paint job and your interior's fully done and your motor's fully done and your bed's fully done, yep, then that's, you built your truck to be matte.
Right.
We know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're also truck people here.
We're also truck people. Or if you rock up and you have a base on your truck and no clear coat because you just did it.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you're going to know.
You're going to, yeah, just.
Again, that self-policing thing,
yep.
The technicality thing.
Yep.
I think you even said this, like, it's one of those things. Oh, no, you didn't say this, but I've, you know, heard this, you know, before or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you have to ask yourself, probably no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you have a new truck that's got stock paint on it, but it's, you know, bagged, body drop, whatever, big wheels, you have interior, then yes, that goes on the grass. It's got clean new paint on it. We're not saying you have to have custom paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we're trying to set the tone here. That's another thing I said too, that is kind of going to be a new thing, is the lifted truck. Cause I know there's some people that are like,
yeah,
I'm going to bring my lifted trucks. It's like, okay, well, we're going to put those in the parking lot regardless of paint, unless they're a mini truck.
Yeah. Like a Hawaiian style. Like, you know, like when the guy came down from Oregon with his truck, like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we'll put you there. But like a big lifted Chevy truck that, you know, like we'll get you a nice spot. We're going to put you, you know what I mean, in a nice spot. You know, maybe we'll save that grass area right in front of the, like behind where the vendors are right there. Like maybe we'll put some there. We don't usually have a lot show up. It's usually two or three.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like just be expected that that's not going to be on the grass area.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you didn't even say this specifically, you know, last night, but the theme has always been this is a mini truck show.
Yep.
You know, so yeah. You kind of, you got to go with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, the no club par thing. That's a pretty good point too.
Yep.
Like don't worry about bringing every single car in your club unless you want to. I mean, that's well, cool.
Yeah. Represent. But we want you to represent. But what we're saying is we've never had a club participation at the Obby because we want you to bring, we don't want you just to like bring things to get the participation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we want you to participate. You know, but we just don't want you just like rolling stuff out of your backyard that you have never planned on just to try to get a trophy.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Again, self-awareness. Yeah.
And we're not trying to be, we're not trying to be elitist or anything. We just don't have the space.
Right.
It's simple as that. It's a simple space problem. If that grass area could hold 700 or 800 cars, we would put everything on the grass. We wouldn't care. You know what I mean? But we can't, mm-hmm. we have to do it to where we put the nicest stuff on the grass and then it trickles into the parking lot. If we just let people roll into the grass area, first come, first serve, you see the problem there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also like the thing is like, just, I know it's like, it's not really a difficult conversation to have, but it's like this. It may seem like the club or, you know, is being sticklers or being, you know, stuck up or whatever, saying these things. But if you don't say these things, then you have to have these uncomfortable conversations later.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's just putting it out there
and
saying this is what's happening,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah. So that was all my notes from your live last night.
Cool.
But other than that, was there other?
You were at the store when that was going.
Yeah, when you went live, I was at the store picking up pizza. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. I totally forgot you were doing that.
A lot of people thought I was opening up pre-reds. Like Jap from Freaks, he messaged me. He's like, "Are you opening up pre-reg tonight?" I'm like, "No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going live.
Just trying some stuff out.
Chris Rhodes was cracking me up. He's like, "No, don't go." He's like, "Bro, I don't have a life. This is all I have. This is." I was dying laughing.
That's funny.
He's like, that's all I can do right now.
That's funny. Yeah, we should go live more often. Well, you know, people have always asked if we're going to do this podcast live. We still haven't figured that out yet.
I've been thinking about editing a video live. I just don't know how I'm going to do it. I might set like the...
I did that one time.
Did you?
I don't know if you remember that. I did. I went live and I was like, I edited like a minute or so
of
like a video.
Yeah.
I also went live and showed off a low life video.
That was so funny. No, but I like when I edit the, when I go to edit maybe like the mini truck revival video or Sparks in the Ozarks video, something like that. I just don't know how I want to show the screen, but also me so I can answer questions. That's the part I don't know how to like position the camera.
You know, these platforms are like really like Instagram and especially TikTok. They're really pushing like live. Like if you notice on TikTok, so many people go live because like you know how you know these platforms do. They want to like push a specific feature. You know, so everybody starts doing it. And I was wondering like, what would I do? Like some people are like you know gamers going live. That makes sense. There's this one dude on TikTok currently. He's a trick shot guy with ping pong balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like it's so easy to watch that dude for like 10 minutes.
And there's a program, Brian Hill, you know, he goes live doing his DJ stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he told me that there's a program now. You just go live on that program and it goes live on YouTube, Instagram. All of them. So I know like Ronnie at C10 Talk has tried to go live on both YouTube and Instagram before. So he's got like two phones and the audio's messed up. And it's just a mess, you know, and you're looking at one phone or the other phone and you don't know what you're doing. So, but there is a program where you can go live on all of them.
We should look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
I've done it before at shows. I put my phone on a tripod out in front of the booth and and at Last Resort, I just put it out in the booth and went on YouTube. I went live on YouTube and I just let it roll for as long as, you know, it was for a few hours and I would tell people come up and wave to the camera and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. The only thing that I would like to do if we do that and we started like getting people interacting with us is maybe have a third person because like there's that awkward like you know, reading or whatever. And there's a, I would think that like maybe a third person saying, oh, this so-and-so said.
It is a little awkward. Late Frame Podcast. Well, I was watching it last night with Rich on it. And,
I missed that.
He would stop. It was really good because a lot of the club members got in there and they just started talking shit. And no,
dang it.
The host, Moses, he doesn't know anybody. He's just, so he stops and he just reads the comments and he's like, yo, this person said, nothing drives out of Red Deer. He said Red Deer. And I'm like, it's Red Deer, Red Deer. And so he has no idea. But he stops mid conversation to read the comment. And it and he like kind of cuts the guest off sometimes. And the guest can't see the comments.
Right. Oh, okay.
So they don't know that he's reading a comment. So it can get a little throwing off. But it is a really good idea. Yeah.
That, I'm well, they put that up. I'm gonna go rewatch it again because they put up like after they're done, they put it up on
Facebook. It's on Facebook too. Yeah,
I gotta watch that. That's hilarious. That's funny. I totally forgot about that. But yeah, so that's all that. You want to finish out with some upcoming shows for next year?
Yeah, so the first one, that we are both attending, that we're both vending, is going to be Lone Star Throwdown.
Yeah, yep. And what's the dates on that one?
The 21st through 23rd.
Did you send me the new list?
I did.
Send that over to me because you said you were going to airdrop it and send it over.
Oh, you want me to send it right now?
Yeah, so I can see it.
Do you want to send? How do you want me to send it? How do you want
me to Facebook?
Send? On Facebook?
On Messenger? Yeah. All right. Because I was looking at the old list. I want to see it.
It's funny because I didn't like on the old list. I didn't put. Why can't I copy this?
You didn't. Well, the one of the big ones. You didn't put Reunion on there.
And I also didn't put Mini Nats on there.
Oh, geez. Well, it's. I think that one is just because like.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like
it's 100% like guaranteed to be there. Like you did. Well, I'll just go off.
I don't. It's not letting me copy and paste it.
That's okay. We could fill the gaps. But yeah, February 21st or the 23rd, Lone Star Throwdown, Conroe, Texas. That'll be the first one we head to. You got some really interesting ones in here that are like, not necessarily ones that we're going to be going to. Make that
super
clear.
So this list was. I just wanted to get a list. Because I don't know if Erica's going to do her list. She's been busy with kids and kids sports and stuff. So I just don't know what she's doing there. And usually I just rely on her with that. But this time I'm just like, I'm going to put, it doesn't matter if I'm going to the show or not.
Right.
Or if the show's on same dates that I'm going to, I'm just putting everything that anyone that replies to that. And if anybody wants to reply to that, it's on the Grindr TV group on Facebook. And
yeah, we can go through, because I mean it's not a super long list, so we can go through this one first, and then if anybody has anything else, drop a comment or DM us or something like that. So in March you got the 7th and 8th in as the Lakeside Showdown in Meridian, Mississippi. Wow. All right.
I have it really big on my second screen over here, so I can see.
Maybe I should look at it a little closer. Am I losing my vision? I don't know. The 16th of March, Orange Beach Invasion. Alabama. What's the? Oh, it's Orange Beach.
It's Alabama. In Orange Beach. Yeah, I didn't put the city there on that one because.
I'm gonna try to make this one.
Yep.
The 22nd of March is C10s at the Ranch in Agua Dulce, California.
Yeah, because that's not very far from you.
Right. And then that's the one. The one filler is going to be the Reunion March 8th in Chandler, Arizona. That's put on by.
I don't have that even on the new list here on new list.
Because that's we're both going to be at that one. I'm bringing the truck out.
Yep,
it's going to be posted up at the booth.
Yep,
yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. Like really looking forward to that one. That one's going to be fun because last year it was the same day as Forbidden. So,
I can't edit this list because I'm not signed into Microsoft on this computer. So it's not letting me edit it. Okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. That one is going to be really cool. And we're going to get a hotel down there because they do a opening pre-party type thing right there in downtown Chandler, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah. And I really love the. Cause I haven't gone. It's always cause last year was on Forbidden and just the time before that I didn't, go, but I love the whole aesthetic of it in the parking garage out there on the grass, you know, and
it's open to everything pre 2000 or pre 98.
I think it was pre 2000.
I don't know, but it's open to
clarify that.
Just lie. When you, if you have a 2000, just lie on the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, people might get confused because it's like very, Ronnie C10 talk and it's a bunch of C10 people. It's not a C10 show.
No, it's open.
It's a truck show.
It's a truck show. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So just make that real clear. And then 21st through the 22nd, Terminal Takeover in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep.
21st through the 23rd, Altered Metal in Rain, Louisiana. That's did a you great... go to that show?
No, I was. I almost did, but something happened. And but I would really like to get down there at some point.
I haven't. I don't know too much about it.
I just thought
you might have went.
No, it's thrown by Kim, and I don't know if her husband is the partner in that or not. But again, there's a lot of people that go, a lot of mini truckers, and it looks fun.
I just like going to Louisiana. That's why I'm looking forward to Last Resort next year.
Yeah.
I just like going to Louisiana. I think it's a cool state. The 28th of March, our show, Forbidden Fantasy Sunshine, Laughlin, Nevada. We already talked a bunch about that. April 4th and through the 5th, Southern Tradition Show in Canton, Georgia. I've heard really good things about that one. The 5th of April is the Springtime Show and Shine in Perlin, Texas. That's it for... Oh, and then... Mini Nats.
I'm looking
in Maggie Valley, North Carolina.
Mini Nats.
Yeah, obviously Mini Nats. I think everybody should know the details about that one already. May 2nd and 3rd, Kicking It at Kentucky Splash in Williamsburg, Kentucky.
I believe that's a water park. I don't know though.
It could be. Is it? Yeah, because they have like a lot of like stuff like
Kentucky
that.
Kentucky Splash. Yeah. And then
another cool state that.
Yep.
Wait, no. I'm thinking of Tennessee. Sorry. Never been to Kentucky. Sorry.
It's like the same, right?
It's like the same, different.
Yeah.
That whole area. And then one that I want to bring up in May is, what is on the 7th? There's a show on the 17th.
So the 17th, I don't know if it's on that list, but it's the C10 Red Rock Retreat in Moab.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. Because... And again, I'm going to... Oh, if it's that weekend, because last year it was on that weekend too. So there's this show called... I don't even know what it's called, but it's at the Pink Motel in LA. And it's all the old school, like, you know, late 60s, 70s lowriders. It's put on by a club called Genocide. And last year was May 17th, and I think it'll probably be that same weekend. I'm not sure. But I really want to go to that show. I've always seen photos of it. There's this motel, and I don't know where it's at, so forgive me, but it's this motel. It's called Pink's Motel, and it's a retro motel.
Mm-hmm.
And they like have a show of all these old school vehicles, and they're very specific too. They're very specific on what they like, which is late 60s, early 70s lowriders. And they have a pool, like the motel pool is empty, so they have like skateboarding all day. So like people skate. They have this party. They have all these cool cars at this really cool location. I'm probably going to miss that again this year.
Go to it. You're just miss driving the OBS.
I know. Well, I'm not going to miss that. That's like, it's one of those things where I would really like to go, but
yeah,
you know.
Hopefully, maybe it'll be on a different date.
It could be, because like if you look at May, let me pull my calendar real quick. Yeah, if you look at May, it could, because they, like I said, I don't know if they've announced it. Maybe they have, so maybe someone has more information than I do. In May, you have the 10th or the 17th, it could be, because it's, I think it's always the second or third week. So it could be one of those. So we'll see. Maybe it might work out. But back to the list. You have something. Oh, 16th through the 18th. Is Park and Recreation in Louisiana.
Yep, and that's the same people that do Last Resort.
So oh, okay, cool.
Stuart.
Oh, Stuart?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, cool. 16th through the 18th is Relax in the Park in Festus, Missouri. I've heard that's a good one.
Yep. There's also one
DJ Mays. I think, I don't know if he's like the main promoter, but he puts it all together.
Yeah. And then there, I don't know if this one's on there, but the Made of Steel shows that weekend too, the 16th through 18th in Florida.
What city?
Brooksville, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, it's not on this list.
Yep.
30th is Lowdown Roundup in Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines.
How do you say it?
Des Moines.
Des Moines?
Des Moines.
I'm so good at this.
I'm so good at reading.
I'm so good at making reading. Des Moines.
Des Moines. You never heard of that city?
No.
You never heard of Des Moines, Iowa?
No, I have heard it, but I never really thought about it.
You all know I've heard of Des Moines, Iowa.
I never really like heard someone say it, so I've seen it.
Yeah.
So in my brain, it just says Des Moines.
Yeah.
Moines.
You never heard someone say it?
No.
No?
Huh. Uh-uh.
Is Battle
That's
Bama?
Like people who say Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Illinois. Is which one's the right way to say that?
Illinois.
No S.
No S. Not Illinois. They get really upset when you say that.
Oh, who does? People from Illinois?
People from Illinois, like Chicago and stuff.
Oh.
All right.
Is Battle and Bama on there? Because I think I added that.
Okay. 31st of May, Battle and Bama, Talladega, Alabama. Yep. That's really cool. You know, that's at the Talladega Speedway.
Yeah, that thing's turned into a monster of a show.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. What's really interesting about that one is like, I love like when the photos and stuff come out from that show because of, I don't know if you've ever noticed the seats in that place are like different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
There's something about that contrast when there's like there's a really cool picture of Matt's truck.
Yeah.
And then it's got that behind it. It's just like that.
It's the same. Really cool. The one in Florida, Daytona. It's the same way. Okay. Will, Crooked Will would take photos and stuff and the backdrop was the seats and it looked fake. It looked like it looked green screened.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But I think it looks cool. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Start talking. June 14th, kicking it old school in Barton Park, Oregon. The 22nd, scraping the coast in Biloxi, Mississippi. July, I don't have the dates for this yet, but Camp and Drag in Waveland, Indiana. Which
how close are you to going to that?
I'm only going to that if the Tacoma is
running and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
The perfect scenario with that show would be renting a motorhome and towing the truck out there in the motorhome.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And bringing enough stuff for a booth, but like not a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other option is towing it out there, bringing all the booth stuff, renting a trailer out there like we did up in Oregon that one time, mm-hmm. and then going to grab that trailer, bringing it there, and doing all that. So,
well, yeah, as we get closer, I guess we'll work those details out.
Yeah. And then July 25th through 27th, Slamboree in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
They moved that? Was that moved last year?
A few years ago, yeah.
Oh, a few years ago?
Oh, yep.
I didn't know that.
Still at a casino.
Mm-hmm.
In August, there's Northern Showdown. Don't have dates for it yet because someone didn't put the dates when they responded. 9th through 10th, Knorr Eastern Mini Truck and Lowrider Show in Ware's Beach, New Hampshire, which is interesting. New Hampshire?
Yeah, that would be kind of an interesting place to go to.
Yeah. I want to get up there. I don't know how or what, but just to get up in that area would be cool.
Well, I guess because we always talk to Phil. Phil is from the Maryland area, right?
Yeah.
So like I've talked to him a bunch about like going because I want to do that. I want to get up there and check stuff out. So I guess that's kind of that area. Is that kind of that area?
It's all the same kind of, right? You have like the South.
It's like Kentucky, the
Midwest,
and Tennessee.
The, yeah, it's all.
Yeah, Virginia. I guess Virginia is part of that.
Yep. And
Virginia,
then
Maryland.
And then we're like the Southwest. It's like the same thing, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely would like to make it there sometime. And when we talk to Phil out at Mini Nats, we'll just work it out.
Yeah. The Spark Show is in Sevierville, Tennessee, the 8th through 10th. That's where that Bucky's is that we stopped that I didn't get out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And 15th through 16th, Redemption Day, 22nd through 23rd, 7 in the Midwest in Franklin.
No, wait, hold on. Go back to, I want to hear you say this. Go back to the 15th and 16th, Redemption Day. Where's that at?
Tupelo, Mississippi. Did I even spell that right?
I don't even know, but I know. That's another interesting one. Tupelo. Is maybe it Tupelo or Tupio?
I don't know. It's definitely not that
I
one.
Know, I know. That
but that's a good one. That's thrown by a friend of mine. And it would be cool to go to that one and then stay back there and go to Severed in the Midwest in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Are they close?
Yeah. They're a week apart.
Okay.
And then dropped out in Knoxville, Tennessee, the 22nd through 23rd, 29th through 31st, Midwest Drag Fest in, I don't have a state for that. I just put Sedalia.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where, it's somewhere in the Midwest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then let's save the rest for the next time.
Okay, cool. We'll get into the other, cause we'll
get
next
into the end of the year.
Next week, I think it'd be cool to just go over cause, hope everyone has a good Christmas this week. This Thursday is Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
So Merry Christmas. I hope you have a good Christmas. And then next episode will be right before New Year. So we can talk about past shows this whole year, going to shows and and kind of go, you know,
what we did right, memories. What we did wrong, what was our fault? Well, what was
one list is much bigger than the other.
Yeah. And then if anyone has any questions for this year, mm-hmm. or next year, or suggestions on which shows we should go to, mm-hmm. which shows we shouldn't go to, we won't say that publicly, but hey, you can always tell us that show sucks. You guys should not go to that.
Yeah. And you would be helping us out.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. I'll see you later. Again, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com, giveaway stuff.
We'll do that right at the Ellen's. We'll just run that through December and then do it at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yep.
All right. Later.